Colossians chapter 3 teaches us about renewing of spiritual life.
所以更新就是从旧的改变成新的。
Being renewed means to be transformed from the old thing to a new being.
在圣经当中，新和旧是蛮重要的一个课题。
Old versus new is a very important focus in the Bible.
我们看整本圣经有66卷书，前面的39卷是旧的，旧约，后面的27卷是新约。
Throughout the 66 books in the Bible, the former 39 are called Old Testament, whereas the latter 27 are called New Testament.
一个还没有信主的人叫做旧人，信了主的人叫做新人。
A person who hasn't believed in God is called an old person, whereas a believer is regarded as a new person.
旧人在亚当里那样被造的一个境界叫做旧造，我们在基督里就成为新造的人。
An old person who is created in the nature of Adam is an old creation, but when we are in Christ, we are new creations.
当初神拉着以色列人祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候，与他们所立的约叫做旧约。
The promise God made when He led the forefathers of Israelites to free from Egypt is the old covenant.
以色列民却背弃了神的约，神就说：“我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。”
But Israel abandoned God's covenant, and so God said that He would make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
今天我们都是在新约之下。
Today we are all under the new covenant.
神给我们新的心，给我们新的灵。
God bestowed us new heart, new spirit.
使我们的心意能够更新而变化。
So that we are transformed by renewing of our mind.
以致我们可以从地上一直走到永恒。
So that we can pass through the life on earth into eternity.
哥罗西书第三章，保罗劝我们不要再认同过去老亚当生命的特征，而要活出那在基督里的新生命的特征。
In Colossians chapter 3, Paul admonished us not to conform to whatever belonged to the nature of old Adam, but to live out the characters of the new life in Christ.
换句话说，就是要我们脱去旧人，穿上新人。
In other words, that is to take off our old self and to put on new self.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你，把你的话语启示在圣经当中，让我们明白。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you to breathe your word in Bible.
谢谢主，你赐给我们一个新的生命。
Thank you for giving us new life.
求主你帮助我们，真是能够啊，在灵命方面我们可以更新。
Please help us to renew in our spiritual life.
帮助我们借着今天这段经文，我们明白怎么样脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And help us by learning the passage of today.That we know how to take off the old self and put on the new self.
谢谢主，奉主的名祷告。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们就来思想两个重点。第一个重点，我们要在知识上渐渐更新。
Today we're going to reflect on two focus. One focus is to progressively renew in knowledge.
刚才我们读了哥罗西书第三章第十节，说穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新。
Well, we just read about what is written in Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 that have put on the new self which is being renewed in knowledge.
知识这个词到底是什么意思呢？
What does knowledge mean?
原文这个字 在哥罗西书第一章第十节也出现，那是翻译成多知道。
The original text also appeared in chapter 1 verse 10, signifying growing in knowledge.
哥罗西书一章十节说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 10, it says that so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God.
在以弗所书一章十七节也是在原文同一个字，在那里翻译成真知道。
Also the same terminology revealed in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 as know better.
一章十七节说，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So in chapter 17, in chapter 1 verse 17 said, may the Spirit who gave us life and wisdom to make us know better about God.
所以知识这个词就是多知道，也是真知道，也就是完全的知道，清楚的认识。
Therefore, the meaning of the knowledge is to know better, to know unmistakably, to know completely with a distinct understanding.
我们对神是真知道吗？还是只是片面的知道呢？
Do we truly know about God or only sight of Him?
我们教我所属的这个教会正在进行一个三年的一个读经计划。
The church I served is undertaking a three-year Bible reading project.
我们要花三年的时间把整本圣经读完一遍。
Expecting to finish reading the whole Bible in 3 years.
最近我们在读诗篇。
We are reading Psalms recently.
很多人都读过这卷书，可能也读过很多遍。
I believe many of you have read about this book, if not many times.
但当我们再一次跟着教会的进度来读诗篇的时候，一起来思想每周的研讨问题的时候，我们又发现我们有新的得着。
But every time we are in line with the pace of the whole church and reflecting what we learned from the discussions every week, we found that we gain new understandings.
为什么每一次再读的时候又有新的领受呢？
How so that repeated reading brings new thoughts?
就是因为我们对神可能知道的还不够多，可能只是知道，只是片面的知道。
That is because maybe we knew God incompletely.
我们的神是一位无限的神。
Our God is a God of infinity.
他拥有一切的丰盛。
He has every and all fullness.
圣经说神是光。
The Bible says that God is light.
神是个灵。
He's the spirit.
神是爱。
He's love.
神是真理，
His truth.
神是圣洁公义的，
He's holy and just.
神是全能独一全智的神，
He's almighty, the one and only with all wisdom.
他创造万有，也管理万有。
He created the universe and He ruled the universe.
他用全能的命令托住万有。
And by His authority, He sustains the universe.
他是独一的主宰。
He's the one and only ruler.
将来他还要来实行审判。
And he would judge us when the day comes.
我们对神的知识实在是很有限。
Our knowledge in God is indeed limited.
我们成为新人之后，在知识上的更新真的是无穷尽的。
But once we become a new being, our renewing in knowledge will be endless.
我们要不断地靠着主的恩典来更多知道神的奥秘。
By God's grace, we should consistently seek for God's mystery.
读哥罗西书，我们可以看到保罗从一开始，从第一章就告诉我们要多多追求认识神。
When we read Colossians, we can see that Paul, from the very beginning, in the first chapter, tells us to seek for God's word in order to know God's will wholeheartedly.
要我们满心知道神的旨意。
So we know His will wholeheartedly.
神的奥秘就是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
神一切的智慧知识都藏在基督里面。
All God's wisdom is hidden in Christ.
哥罗西书二章九节说，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 says, For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
旧约神的道见证基督。
God's word in the Old Testament prophesied Christ.
到新约，基督道成了肉身，来到这世上。
And in the New Testament time, Christ became flesh and dwelt among us on the earth.
为世人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Crucified and died for our sin at the cross.
死后三天复活，使一切相信的人可以靠着得救。
And raised from the dead 3 days later, and through which whoever believes in him will be saved.
这是借着信心得着的。
This is done by faith.
不是靠着人的理性可以分析出来的。
Not by man's rational analysis.
这是神的智慧。
This is God's wisdom.
对人来说，这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery to man.
后来借着圣灵的默示
Later by the breath of the Holy Spirit,
让神的道写成了圣经
God's word became the Bible.
我们读圣经，我们可以发现每一项重要的真理都直接关联到基督。
When we read the Bible, we will see that every important truth in the Bible directly connects to Christ.
基督他是神永远计划的中心。
He is the center of God's eternal plan.
圣经上说要照所安排的，神要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
The Bible reveals that to be put into effect when the time reached their fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
如果我们要多知道神，我们就要把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
If we want to know better about God, we need to dwell His word richly in us.
那怎么做呢？
And how do we do that?
就是要每天要固定，要有时间来读圣经，然后默想祷告，去明白神的心意。
Then set it as a regular to read the Bible every day, meditate and pray.For understanding of His will.
如果我们不读圣经，我们就不能更多认识神。
If we don't read the Bible, we won't know God.
有一位弟兄，他与我分享。
Once there was a brother shared with me that.
他说他不喜欢自己教会的聚会。
He didn't enjoy the fellowship of his own church.
因为他觉得他的灵命得不到提升。
Because he felt no improvement in spiritual.
他喜欢去参加一些特会，追求一些特殊的经历。
He rather went for some special meetings, seeking for special experience.
尤其有一个特会，他说他一定每次都要争取要去的。
There's a particular one he couldn't miss out.
他说那个特会领会的人在前面为大家祷告。
He said the leader there prayed in front of everyone.
祷告一段时间之后，他就用方言祷告。
And after a while, he started to speak in tongues.
然后他也邀请大家也一起要都要试着用方言祷告。
And furthermore, he invited everybody to speak in tongues.
这位弟兄认为参加这种聚会才能得到帮助。
My brother felt fellowship like this was helpful.
这种聚会他的属灵的层次才能够提高。
Because it was good to lift up his spirit.
其实圣经上告诉我们说方言是为不信的人做见证。
However, what it says in the Bible is that speaking in tongues is to give witness to the unbelievers.
说方言并不能造就自己。
Tongues themselves, cannot build up ourselves.
因为我们不可能用自己都不明白的方言来造就自己的。
Because we can't be built up by language we don't even understand.
圣经也从来没有鼓励我们用方言来造就自己。
Never in the Bible we are encouraged to speak in tongues in order to build us up.
圣经上是说要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
However, what is written in the Bible is to build up in the most high, holy truth.
我们要更多的认识神，我们并不需要特殊的经历。
We do not need special experience in order to know God better.
当我们愿意在神的真道上追求的时候，圣灵就要做工。
When we are willing to pursue God's truth, the Holy Spirit will work in our heart.
我们羡慕圣灵的工作，但我们千万不要忘记追求神的道。
We long for the work of the Holy Spirit, but never should we forget pursuing God's truth.
圣灵的引领和神的道的了解是密切相关联的。
The guide of the Holy Spirit is closely associated with knowing God's truth.
如果我们看今天的经文，哥罗西书三章十六节。然后与以弗所书第五章十八节十九节的经文来比较，我们就可以看得出来。
And it is in reading both Colossians and Ephesians of today's verse that Paul's purpose becomes clear.
以弗所书和哥罗西书是保罗他在同一个时期同一个地点所写的，也是同一个人送出去的。
The book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians were written by Paul at the same time, in the same place, and delivered by the same postman.
这两卷书的内容也有一些相似。
And the substance of the two letters were similar too.
哥罗西书三章十六节说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章颂诗灵歌彼此教导互相劝诫心被恩感歌颂神。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says, Let the word of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom for psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
这节经文我们要特别注意，和把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
May you please pay special attention to let the word of Christ dwell among you richly.
基督的道理就是基督的教训，就是今天的整本的圣经。
Christ's word is his teaching. It's the Holy Bible of today.
以弗所书五章这里的经文说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 through 19 says, Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord.
这里保罗说要被圣灵充满。
And here Paul says, to fill with the Spirit.
这两处的经文分别是在两卷不同的书信当中，保罗要表达一个类似的思想。
These two verses are placed in two different letters, yet Paul was sending a similar thought.
在以弗所书中他说要被圣灵充满，在哥罗西书中他说要把基督的道理，也就是神的道存在心里。
Where he said in Ephesians to fill with spirit, in Colossians to dwell Christ's word, in other words, God's word in heart.
然后彼此快乐劝勉，用诗章颂词灵歌来赞美神。
And then, with joy, admonish each other for psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to praise God.
所以圣灵的工作和神的道存在我们心中是密切相关联的，二者缺一不可。
Thus, spiritual lead and work and God's word in our heart are inseparable.
如果你羡慕圣灵在你心中的工作，
If you long for the work of the Holy Spirit,
最好的方法 就是多读圣经，把神的道存在心里，昼夜思想，就能够更多经历圣灵的引领。
The best way to do is to spend more time in Bible reading and to dwell God's truth in your heart and meditate it day and night so that you may experience more of the lead of the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书经文说，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
In Ephesians it is written that for this reason ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
保罗听见以弗所的人信从了耶稣。
When God heard about that the people in Ephesus believed in God,
他就为他们祷告，盼望他们能够真知道这位神。
He prayed for them and hoping them truly know this God.
要真知道神，也需要借着圣灵的启示，而不是全靠自己。
To truly know God, we should rely on the revelation of the Holy Spirit, not by ourselves.
圣灵住在我们里面，赐给我们属灵的悟性和心思，使我们能够领悟属灵的事，然后能够更多认识神。
The Holy Spirit is in us, giving us spiritual perceptions and thoughts, so that we may understand spiritual matters.
我记得自己在信主之前的光景。
I remember what I was before I believed in God.
如果我记得不错的话，大概是在1985年左右。
If I'm not wrong, that was about 1985.
那时候我刚开始工作。
I started a job.
我的同事把我带到教会中。
My co-worker led me to the church.
当然以前我在学校时也曾听过福音，也曾经参加过聚会，但是我从来没有认真过。
Well, I heard about good news in the university, but I'll never be serious.
当我开始工作以后，可能是比较有时间，我开始固定参加教会的聚会。
Maybe I have more idle time when I'm working, so I came to fellowship regularly.
我认真地想要认识这位神。
I became serious to know better about God.
当时带领慕道朋友的这位同工他建议我们从约翰福音开始读，我就照着他的建议从来读约翰福音。
The co-worker who led the fellowship suggested to start with John, and so I did it.
我发现我自己读不懂，读了以后心中有很多的疑问。
I found it was too hard for me to understand. I have so many questions in my heart.
当时我周围有热心的弟兄姐妹就为我解答。
Many good brothers and sisters around me helped me to understand.
我也不能完全明白。
However, I cannot understand fully.
虽然是这样，在半年以后，我就凭着信心接受了主。
Even so, half a year later by faith, I became a believer.
受洗之后，当我再读圣经，我发现自己不再一样了。
After my baptism, I became different in understanding the Bible.
当我再读圣经的时候，我心中没有很多疑问。
When I read Bible, I do not have that many questions.
我相信这是因为圣灵在我里面帮助我认识属灵的事。
I believe it was the Holy Spirit in me who helped me to understand the spiritual matters.
我们基督徒的生活应该是一天比一天更多认识神的生活。
The life of Christian should be a journey of knowing God better and better day by day.
就像保罗在哥罗西书中所说，要在知识上渐渐更新。
That is what, like Paul said, that we need to be renewing in knowledge.
而且我们个人对神的认识不仅是由学习而得来的客观认识，还要加上真实经验中的主观的认识。
However, our knowledge in God is not merely from our objective understanding learned in study, but also our subjective perceptions gained in real life experience.
我们的神真是太丰富了。
Our God is utterly full.
即使我们用一生的时间，我们也不能完全认识他。
We couldn't fully understand him, even investing our whole life.
如果不是他赐智慧和启示给我们，我们是无法真知道他的。
If not by the revelation given by him, we are by no means understand him.
我们再一起来思想第二个重点，在行为上不断的更新。
Now let's move on the second.Topic to consistently renew our behavior.
今天的经文说，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。
Today's verse says that since you have taken off your old self with its practice and have put on the new self.
这里旧人就是我们在还没有得救之前的那种败坏的本性。
Here.The old self refers to our corrupted nature before salvation.
包括第五节所说的淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
As what are said in verses 5, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed.
还有第八节所说的恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Including those in verse 8, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language in your lips.
第九节说，你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，表示这是已经成就的事。
In verse 9, it says, have taken off your old self with this practice. Well, this is what have already been fulfilled.
是信徒与基督同钉十字架的时候就已经完成了。
That is what have always been fulfilled when believers died together with Christ at cross.
但是在第五节又说你们要致死你们在地上的肢体。
However, in verse 5, it says to put to death whatever belongs to your fleshly nature.
以前的旧人不是已经与基督一同钉在十字架上了吗？不是已经死了吗？
Didn't our old self die already?
为什么又说要致死在地上的肢体呢？
Then why do we need to put it to death?
我们基督徒按地位来说是已经向罪死了。
According to our status, we, Christian, is died to sin.
但是在这世上的事却常常在我们肉体中进行试探和诱惑。
But earthly matters consistently and constantly tempt and lure us in a fleshly body.
想要让我们重新过一个属肉体的生活。
Seducing us to live back in our earthly practices.
教会有一个同工的家庭。
I have a couple of co-workers.
原本夫妻两人都在教会中有美好的服事。
They used to do good service in the church.
丈夫在一年半前被公司派到中国去工作。
An year and a half ago, the husband was expatriated to work in China.
因为他所工作的公司与中国的一家公司有合作的项目。
Because of a joint project of the company in China.
妻子一人自己在美国带两个比较年幼的孩子。
The wife was left alone in the U.S. with two young kids.
大约在半年以前，丈夫突然告诉妻子。
About half a year ago, all of a sudden, the husband told wife,
他说你自己要赶快在美国找工作，负担家里的生活。再过几个月以后，我就不会再寄钱给你了。
The husband told wife to find a job soon and make a living by herself, because he will soon no longer send her money.
妻子惊慌之余，就透过在国内的亲人来打听怎么回事。
In panic, through sources in China, the wife tried to find out why.
打听之后才知道自己的丈夫早就已经与一个在欢场中工作的女人同居了。
Where he found out that her husband had been living with someone else for quite a while.
妻子非常伤心。
The wife was heartbroken.
不敢相信丈夫竟然会这样背叛她。
Couldn't believe her husband's betrayal.
她一直问说，我的丈夫是基督徒，为什么也会这样呢？
He kept asking, my husband was Christian, how could he do that to me?
是的，这一个世界常常在我们肉体中进行试探，要我们重新来过属肉体的生活。
That is true that the world is tempting us to live back to our earthly practices.
教会中有一位中年的单身的弟兄。
I have a middle-aged brother in my church.
他自己做见证的时，自己做见证的时候，他告诉我们说。
When he gave us his testimony, he told us,
他说他是两年前搬到中西部来以后，他才信主的。在这之前，他一直住在加州洛杉矶。
He converted after moved to the Midwest 2 years ago, and he had lived in Los Angeles in California before.
他说以前住在洛杉矶，单身一人。常常就在周末或者假期的时候，就开车到 Las Vegas 去啊赌钱。
And back then, he often drove to Las Vegas to gamble in weekends or holidays.
他说常常一赌就是两三天，整个周末都在那儿。
He often gambles for days, the whole weekend.
前后他说大约有10年都是这样的生活。
He had been living that way for about 10 years.
他搬到中西部之后，他认识了主。
After he moved to the Midwest, he knew God.
他也明白以前在加州的那种生活方式是不讨神喜悦的。
And he understood his way of life in LA displeased God.
他不能，也不应该再去赌场。
He shouldn't go to gamble anymore.
但是他说每次碰到放长假的时候，他里面就有一个冲动要再去赌。
But he also confessed that every time when he had a long holiday, he had this urge in his heart to go back and gamble.
他里面有一个冲动想要再去赌场，想要赢钱。
He has this urge in him to go back to the gambler and to gain some money.
这是他的亲身经验。
This is his real life experience.
所以与基督同钉十字架不是一次就可以完成的，而是持续不断的过程。
So crucified together with Christ at the cross is not a one-time fulfillment, but an ongoing process.
所以耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
That is why Jesus said,Whoever wants to be my disciple, please deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
天天背起十字架的功用之一，就是要时时致死在地上的肢体。
One function of taking up our cross daily is to put our earthly nature to death.
地上的肢体。地上的肢体就是被私欲败坏了的旧人。
Our earthly nature is our old self corrupted by sensual indulgence.
表现出来的就是淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
What brings out are sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed.
这一些都要致死。
All this must be put to death.
致死是圣灵今天的工作，是圣灵正在做的事， 也是圣灵继续不断要做的事。
Putting them to death is the Spirit's today's work. It's doing now, and it will be doing nonstop.
当我们里面有贪婪的意念，或者有仇恨的意念，或者有污秽的意念，我们就要立刻来向神祷告。
When we have greedy desires, hatred thoughts, or impure intentions, we must pray immediately to God.
我们向神祷告，主啊，我的旧人已经死了，求圣灵来帮助我，让这个死现在就施行在我的身上，现在就来治死我。
We pray to Lord, Lord, my old self is dead. I pray for the help of Spirit so that.The death is put into effect in me right now.
如果你真心愿意，圣灵一定会工作。
If you are willing wholeheartedly, the Spirit will work at your heart.
他会把你里面的贪婪除去。
He will remove your greed.
他会把你里面的污秽除去。
Clear up your impurity.
他会把你里面的仇恨消化掉。
And diminish your hatred.
这是圣灵致死我们的肉体，使我们脱离了罪。
And this is what Spirit do, to put our fleshly body into death, and to set us free from sin.
罗马书第八章这里说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了。使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Romans chapter 8 says, Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life hath set you free from the law of sin and death.
不被定罪是因为在基督里，因为他已经替我死。
We are no longer condemned because we are in Jesus and because He died for us.
但要得释放是赐生命圣灵的律才能够释放我们。
But it is the law of the life-giving Spirit to set us free from our sin.
不是用自己的力量去抵挡罪，乃是凭赐生命圣灵的力量去抵消罪的力量。
It is not by our strength to fight against sin, but...by the power of the life-giving Spirit to counteract sinful force.
我们把自己放在生命圣灵的律的底下，顺着圣灵和新生命的支配力，就可以胜过罪了。
When we submit ourselves to the law of the Holy Spirit and obey the control of the Spirit and our new life, we overcome sin.
我们要顺着圣灵去行，以致在行为上能够不断地更新。
We shall follow the lead of the Holy Spirit so that our behavior will be consistently renewed.
保罗说，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Paul said, we are those who have died to sin. How can we live it any longer?
保罗又说，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
He also said,For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
保罗说是罪身灭绝，就是使罪身失效，脱离罪的控制，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
Here when Paul says be done away with, means the body ruled by sin is ineffective.Free from the control of sin, so that we are no slave to sin.
虽然我们在世上的生活仍然会遇到试探和诱惑。
Although our life on earth will still encounter trials and temptations.
但是凭着赐生命圣灵的律，我们可以胜过这些。
But by the law of the Holy Spirit,We will win over those.
虽然我们是可以胜过这些。
Although we can overcome those.
但是我们不要把自己放在一个容易被试探的环境中。
Do not put ourselves into a tempting situation.
圣经上说，我们属神的人要逃避这些事。
The Bible tells us that who belong to God to keep away from those.
因为我们人毕竟还是软弱的。
Because after all, we are weak.
在行为上的更新不仅是脱去旧人和旧人的行为还要穿上新人。
Renewing our behavior is not just about to take off the old self with this practice, but also to put on new self.
哥罗西书后面几节经文，十二节到十七节告诉我们，穿上新人就是要披戴基督的美德。
In the latter verses in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17 tells us that put on new self is to put on Christ's virtues.
三章十二节说，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it says that therefore,As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
这里讲的五种品格其实就是神本性的流露。
These five virtues is the revelation of God's nature.
其实就是基督自己的彰显。
It's the demonstration of Christ himself.
保罗说要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心，这个纯就是穿上。
Paul said to clothe, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. To clothe is to put on.
就是把这五种品格在生活的行为上表达出来，又好像是穿衣服一样，一件一件把它穿在心里。
Which means to act out these five virtues. And like we put on clothes, we put on these five virtues piece by piece in our heart.
也许你说那怎么做呢？
Then you're asking how, then how we do that?
我想我们每天，我们可以在每天晚上就寝前。
We may that before bed every night.
或者你说我们有时间，或者每一周至少一次，我们来反思自己在这一天或者这一星期中所做的事。
Or at least once in a week, reflect on our deeds of the day or of the week.
我们来反思在这一天或这一星期中所说的话，我们心中所思想的。
Or the words from our lips, thoughts.In our mind.
是不是有不讨神喜悦的地方？
And check through if anything displeased God.
是不是有不荣耀神的地方？
Anything did not glorify God.
求神来光照我们。
And ask for God's light to enlighten us.
帮助我们来改变。
Help us transform.
帮助我们改变成更加像主的模样。
To be more God-like.
帮助我们拥有更多从主所赐的美好的品格。
To have more of his virtues.
第十三节说，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
In verse 3, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
嫌隙这个词是什么意思呢？
What does grievance mean?
当我看英文版的圣经 NIV 版把它翻成 grievance.
In the New International Version of Bible, it signifies as grievance.
就是抱怨、牢骚和不满的意思。
As complaints, rouse, resent.
有时候两位同工一起在服侍。
For example, we have a couple of co-workers.
两位同工都被排到今天午餐后要负责打扫卫生。
They were assigned to clean up after lunch.
有一位忘记了就回家了。
Some, but one of them forgot and went home.
另外一位
so the other one,
有一点牢骚，说他多花了好多时间才打扫完毕。
He complains because he spent more time to finish up.
这是啊，有一点抱怨，有一点牢骚。
This is what is complaints, rouse.
King James 版翻成 quarrel 就是争吵，有一点口角。
In King James Version, it used the terms as quarrel, in other words, brawl and argue.
这些经文告诉我们，如果这人对那人有一些抱怨，有一些口角，或者有一些不痛快，就要互相宽容，要彼此饶恕。
So these verses tell us if one has complaints or quarrel or upset against another, then bear with each other, forgive each other.
因为在我们日常生活中，像这样子不顺心的事常常都会发生。
For this happens often in our life.
我们不要把它记在心上。
So keep no record of this.
这是当两人之间有嫌隙时候，圣经所给我们的原则。
This is the principle given by the Bible to remove grievance between one another.
但是我想这个原则并不适用于其他比较严重的事。
However, I don't think this principle is applicable to other serious cases.
有一个教会家庭，妻子有了外遇。
A church family where The wife had an affair.
丈夫很偶然的情况下发现这事情。
The husband found it by chance.
他很痛苦，他就与两位比较亲近的弟兄来分享这个事。
He was really sad and he shared this with two close brothers.
这两位弟兄就劝他说。
So the two brothers persuaded him that.
啊，你不要计较，你就让他回来，再给他一次机会嘛。
Well, then you should give her a chance to let her make a U-turn.
你饶恕她，你假装没发生就是了。
You forgive him. Forgive her as if you didn't know about it.
这样的姑息阻碍了那本来还有机会悔改的契机。
But this kind of tolerance hindered the chance of repentance.
把需要悔改的迫切性淡化了。
Softened the urge of repentance.
把需要悔改的这种迫切性耽搁了。
And delayed the urge of repentance.
使得当事人不晓得这事情的严重性。
Therefore, the party didn't acknowledge the seriousness.
像这样子严重的罪行，必须要有悔改的实际行动，才能够谈饶恕。
Serious cases.As this must be repentant first in practical actions, and then, in turn, forgiveness.
还有像家庭暴力的事件。
In other cases like domestic violence.
事情发生以后，丈夫要求妻子大事化小，小事化无。
When things happen, the husband asks the wife to.Reduce the big to small and the small to nothing.
当然不一定就一不是一定就是丈夫对妻子有暴力，也可能是 the other way around.
Well, it could be the other way around. It's the wife that is the violent party.
当时妻子不愿意家丑外扬，也就让这事情过去。
The wife, on the other hand, doesn't want to make her domestic dirt public, so she let it pass.
但是有暴力倾向的人很少有犯一次就不再犯了。
However, seldom does a violent people break out only once.
所以多数的案例后来都又继续发生家庭暴力事件。
So often than not, domestic violence continues.
所以在这些严重的事上，必须要先有悔改的实质，才能够谈饶恕。
Therefore,For this type of serious cases, there must be repentance in real action and then moves to forgiveness.
马太福音十八章告诉我们，如果弟兄犯了罪，要按一定的步骤使他悔改回转。
Matthew chapter 18 says that when a brother commits a crime, make him repent in a certain procedures.
要有悔改的实质之后才谈饶恕。
It is only after repentance shown in real action, forgiveness steps in.
这和哥罗西书三章十三节所讲的是不同的。
This is different from what is said from Colossians 3, chapter 3, verses 13.
最后我们一起来看在以弗所书第四节第四章的这几节经文与大家一起来勉励。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 through 25, and I encourage you to encourage each other.
如果可以念可以念中文的，我们就一起来读好吗
？If you can read in Chinese, then let's read in Chinese.
请。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的引惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换其意，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的 Andrew, 我们感谢你赐给我们一个新的生命。